请我们一起来默祷。
Let's pray in silence.
阿们。奉主耶稣圣名，我们来下午第三节。
In the name of Jesus Christ, begin our third session this afternoon.
唱诗168。
Let's sing hymn 168.
继续来看以弗所书第五章。
Let's continue to study Ephesians chapter
5. 从15节到21节。
From verse 15 to verse 21.
要用智慧来行事。
It talks about how we should walk in wisdom.
那从15节到21节啊，都有讲一个对比，让我们来选择。
And so from verse 15 to verse 21, it makes a comparison, and so we can make a choice as to which one we want to do.
15节。
Verse 15.
要谨慎行事，不要像愚昧人，要像智慧人。
See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise.
这里说，不要做愚昧人，要做智慧人。
That is to say, do not be fools, but be wise.
我们大家都知道，我不愿意做愚昧人。大家都想要做智慧人。
But we all want to be wise.
好，但是有时候我们在做决定的时候所表现出来的并不是很有智慧。
However, when it comes to making a decision, we often make decisions that do not appear to be very wise.
那到底什么样叫做有智慧？
So how do you know if something is wise or not?
所以这里第一句话说要谨慎行事。
So here it tells us to walk carefully or circumspectly.
也就是说我们要知道我们所做的每一个决定都会有一个后果。
That is to say, we have to know every decision we make has a consequence.
那我们能够充分了解它的后果，然后做一个正确的选择。
So we need to fully understand the consequence prior to making a decision.
但是很多人在做选择的时候常常没有想它的后果。
Unfortunately, people make decisions without thinking about the consequences.
你看以扫把长子的名分卖给雅各。
Think about Esau, he sold his firstborn right to Jacob. Why did he do this?
因为他肚子很饿。
Because he was hungry.
我现在能够吃得到就好了。
As long as I can eat something now, that's fine.
我现在得到满足就好了。
As long as I can be satisfied now, that's what I want.
这个长子名分太遥远的事情。
This firstborn birthright is something that's abstract.
但是等到他们年纪大一点了。
But when they became older,
忽然间，以扫发现长子的名分很重要。
That's when Esau realized that it's really important to have a firstborn birthright.
但是他年轻的时候已经做了决定，已经为了一碗红豆汤卖掉了。
But when he was young, he already made the decision to sell his birthright for a bowl of soup.
如果那个时候以扫想，我就再忍两个钟头，我自己煮。长子的名分就是他的。
If Esau had thought about it and said, if I sustain my hunger just for another couple hours and cook my own meal, I would still have my firstborn right.
他就是现在像麦当劳一样，马上我要。
And so he ordered it as if he wanted McDonald's. He wants it now.
那你马上要，代价就是长子的名分。
And so if you want something immediately, the cost, the price is your firstborn right.
那这个也是雅各的聪明。
Of course, this is from the shrewdness of Jacob.
啊，我就是反正我再煮一下，忍耐一下，没关系。
And Jacob figured I can just cook something and be patient for a while.
所以我们现在的文化就是及时的满足。
And so the culture of today is to have instant gratification.
麦当劳这个素食就是这样。
And the example, that's why we have the example of McDonald's.
嗯，你看那里面那个真的是不健康。
If you look at the food, it's really unhealthy.
或者Kentucky的炸鸡。
Or Kentucky Fried Chicken.
这个都不是很健康的。
These are not healthy foods.
还有那个素食面。
Yeah. And then if we look at some instant noodles,
味道又好。
It tastes really good.
所以你冲下去就吃了，也不必煮啊。
And you just put some hot water on it, you don't have to cook it, and it's ready.
但是这个里面有很多防腐剂啊。
But there are a lot of preservatives in there.
吃多了，听说头发会掉了。
And I heard that if you eat too many preservatives, you will lose your hair.
我不是说掉头发的人都吃很多了。
I'm not saying that everyone who loses hair eats a lot of preservatives.
所以我们现在这个文化就是，我现在马上要。
And so in our current trend, we want something right away.
你看你们父母亲那个老的年代哦，谈恋爱两三年，最后才结婚。
If you look at the previous generation, they date each other for 2-3 years and then they get married.
慢慢去享受他的情调。
And they slowly enjoy the moments of romance.
那现在人呢，一喜欢马上就发生关系。
And these days, when people encounter someone they like, they have a relationship with them right away.
那发生了关系才发现，哎呀。我不是很喜欢啊，那怎么办？你已经发生关系。
But then after they make a rash decision and they think about it more, they realize, oh, I don't really like this person. But by then, it's too late.
所以这个马上就要这个会有问题。
So when you want something immediately, sometimes it brings about problems.
要看远一点，我这样决定10年、20年会有什么后果。
What we should do is look beyond the immediate and look 10-20 years. What are the consequences then?
大卫犯罪，他以为没有人知道。
When David sinned, he thought no one knew about it.
手段非常聪明。
He was very careful and shrewd about it.
他没有动刀啊。
He did not have to lift a sword himself.
他是王啊。
He is the king.
所以他就把个女人送到最前线的地方，让敌人来打死他，两手很干净。
So he was able to arrange that the woman's husband was sent to the front of the battle, and he was killed by the enemy. He did not have to lift the sword.
没有人能够知道。
How could anyone know about
this? 但是神知道。
But God knew.
神叫拿单，你去看他。
And God told Nathan, go talk to David.
把他的罪挖出来。
Reveal his sin.
以后大卫的家乱七八糟。
Later on, David's household was a mess.
为什么？
Why?
因为他做了一件错事。
Because he made a mistake.
他以为没有人会知道。
And he thought no one would know about it.
圣经里面很多这个例子。
There are many such examples in the Bible.
犹大偷偷去卖耶稣。
Judas betrayed Jesus in secret.
但是后来后果跑出来。
But then we see his consequence later on.
所以我们要做决定，一定要先看后果会什么。
So when we make a decision, we have to first consider the consequences of each decision.
然后做决定，这样就是聪明人。
And if you make a decision based on the consequences, then you are a wise person.
比方说，我们将来要找工作。
For instance, in the future, you want to look for a job.
可能有一个工作，你要离开教会很远。
Perhaps an opportunity may come up where you have to live far away from church.
但是你升迁很快。
But then your career growth can be very fast.
如果你要教书，一下就可以让你大学教授。
Perhaps you will be put on a tenure track path and you will become a professor right away.
当然没有教会。
But there's no church in that location.
你要怎么决定？
How do you make this choice?
我们现在美国有22间教会跟祈祷所。
Today in the United States we have 22 churches and houses of prayer.
期间都是几个家庭搬到那里。
And they always start with a few families moving to that location.
他们都有一个心智。
And they all have a desire in their heart.
我们要在这里建立教会。
That they will establish a church to the place they move to.
要传福音在这里。
That they're going to preach the gospel here.
所以后来22个教会就成立了。
And that's how 22 churches and houses of prayer were established.
但是没有这种心智的信徒搬到没有教会的地方，到最后好像木炭的火都熄灭了。
But Christians who do not have this heart to build a church, if they move to a remote area, then they lose their faith.
所以我们要做决定，我们要想，我有没有这个信心，我有没有这个心智？如果有，感谢神，你去吧。
And so when we're making this decision, we have to think about, do we have this faith? Do we have this drive to do this goal? And if so, then thank God, move there.
如果没有，你不如找靠近教会一点的工作，虽然可能条件比较不好。
But if you don't have this ambition for the Lord, maybe it's better to find a job near a church, even though the job may not be perfectly ideal.
我们在教会里面跟这个没有信仰结婚的也有成功的例子。
And so in our church, there are also examples where a member marries a non-member and the marriage is successful.
但是很多没有成功，现在已经从教会里消失了。
And yet there are many who marry outside the church, and now they have stopped coming.
所以如果我们要跟没有信仰的人结婚，我们要先想这个是什么后果。
And so if we are considering a decision to marry someone outside of the church, we have to think about the consequences of this decision.
感觉好就对了。
But not just to make the decision based on it feeling good.
所以这个叫做智慧人。
And so this is what it means to be a wise person.
那最高的智慧就是明白神的旨意。
And the highest form of wisdom is to understand the will of God.
这是最完全。
And this is the most perfect wisdom.
16节。
Verse 16.
就是说爱惜光阴，因为现今的世代邪恶。
Redeeming the time because the days are evil.
那为什么把光阴跟现在的世代连在一起呢？
Why do they talk about redeeming the time and then linking it together with the days being evil?
特别讲 evil 邪恶，因为我们人一生最宝贵的就是生命。
Because in our life, the most precious thing is our life itself.
那生命就是时间。
Life is time.
所以有时候我们在聚会的时候，信徒一开始看手表，我就讲不下去了。
So during a service, if I notice the members looking at their watches, I can't speak anymore.
因为这个时间就是他的生命。
Because time is their life.
但是有时候聚会开始换我来看手表，怎么奉主耶稣圣名只有三分之一才到。
And sometimes when there's service and I look at my watch, and how come it only started for this long?
但是聚会时间到，大家都想要走。
And as soon as the time is up, everyone wants to leave.
那这个时间很宝贵。
The time is very precious.
那神给我们时间有一个目的。
And God gave us this time for a purpose.
就是要我们爱神跟爱人。
That we should use this time to love men and to love God.
这是最大的原则。
This is the greatest principle.
那我们利用时间的结果就对人也有帮助，神得到荣耀，我们也可以得到祝福。
And with this principle, then we can glorify God and we can be blessed.
那这里说现今的世代邪恶。
And here it says that these days are evil.
为什么？
Why?
因为他们把很多神赐给他们宝贵的时间浪费掉了，甚至用时间去犯罪。
Because they took the time that God has given this precious time, and not only did not devote it to God, but used that time to sin.
有的人很喜欢玩电动那个什么 game 啊，电动玩电脑的玩游戏。
Some people like to play computer games.
他也可以用很好的理由，你知道玩那个游戏才不会老人痴呆。虽然他年纪还很轻啊。
And so sometimes they give very good reasons for playing video games, like you can prevent dementia, but even though they're very young.
但是我也听过一个妈妈说，谁发明这个电脑游戏的？
And so I've heard a mother lament, who invented these computer games?
每次回家无精打采，不是读书啊，而是都玩到半夜。
When the kids come home, they don't study, but they just play their games until midnight.
每次教会要聚会都没有时间。
And every time they have service at church, they don't have time to go.
做圣工也没有时间。
They have no time to do work for God.
那你回去看了，哇，住在宿舍里面那个在玩那个电脑游戏玩了很久。
And if you go and look in their dorms, you can see that they're all playing their games for long periods of time.
那这个叫做这个世代邪恶。
So this is an example of how these days are evil.
如果我们只是说要让他你稍微轻松一下，让你精神恢复，那是好的。
If you use this time to relax and to just to relax.
但是如果这个已经被绑住了，三个小时、四个小时、五个，有到天亮都不睡，这个就有问题啊。
If you use the time to relax, it's okay. But if you are bound to it, that you have to play 3-4 hours a day until daylight, then this is wrong.
那如果我们懂得利用时间
，So if we know how to make use of our time，
其实要做圣工、要聚会，应该是做得到的。
We should be able to have enough time to do holy work and to attend services.
有一个信徒他刚刚来美国，他收入很少。
Once a member came to the United States and he had a very low income.
他说他每一块钱他都要记下来，这个月花什么。
And he was saying that he tabulates every single dollar every month as to how it was spent.
然后一个月结束了，就开始讲，这个可以再删了。
And then at the end of the month, he would evaluate whether or not he should spend money on that anymore.
这个水果刚刚出来很贵，我们只要再等两个礼拜就半价了。
And he would see that, oh well, when this fruit first came into season, it was quite expensive. If I wait a couple more weeks, it actually goes on sale.
所以每一分钟、每一毛钱呢，用得很有意义。
And so every dime was spent to the maximum capacity.
那有时候我们仔细看哦，你一个月时间哦，你把它每一次你都把它写下来。
And so if you kept similar tabulation of the time for one month,
你就发现我们浪费很多时间。
You will find that you waste a lot of time.
虽然我们讲很忙。
Even though we say we're very busy.
现在很多人有时候我自己不小心的一样，不小心上网一下半个钟头，一个多钟头过去了。
But I think it's common, even for myself, that when you get on the internet, half an hour just flies by.
所以我有常常在想这个 email 不要常常细给谁，你都写得这么长，一读完半个钟头了。
So sometimes I feel like emails are long, are a bit too long, because when you read it, it takes half an hour.
除非必要，不然打个电话两句讲完就好了。
Sometimes it's easier just to make a phone call and you'll be done with the discussion, whereas emails take a long, long time.
因为发明 email 很方便。
Email is very convenient.
但是如果我们没有很谨慎浪费很多时间。
But if we're not careful, it will waste a lot of time.
那还有就是。上网漫游，就随便游，到处看。
It's when you surf, when you go on the internet and you just surf it.
那这个也浪费很多时间。
And this also wastes a lot of time.
所以现在人虽然讲起来很忙你仔细看一个月里面到底我们上网多久
？But even though today we say we're very very busy, if we kept track of all the time we spent on the internet, how much time is that?
当然上班时间不算，就是下班以后。
Not counting work hours, we're talking about after work hours.
我发现那个很多时间可以节省下来。
And I've found that a lot of that time can be better used elsewhere.
这个叫爱惜光阴。
And this is what it means to redeem this time, to make the most of this time.
就是因为时间很宝贵。
Because time is very precious.
我想想看，如果一个人他有3万块钱，请问你会不会觉得他很有钱？
And if I ask you, if a person has $30,000, would you say they are wealthy?
三万块钱啊。
$30,000.
我看Lexus可能买不到。
I don't think they can even buy a Lexus with $30,000.
但是 我们人一生如果还三万天，请问那个是几年？
But a person, if you count 30,000 days in a person's life, how many years is that?
大家数学比较好的，心算一下，三万天是几年？
Everyone's math is very good. Can someone do a division? How many years is this?
没有讲了，来，三万天是几年？
30,000 days is how many years?
大概80年左右吧。
It's probably around 80 years.
如果你活80年。
If you live 80 years,
差不多三万天。
That's about 30,000 days.
然后前面四分之一, 受教育。
And the first quarter of that time is spent in education.
所以你大概已经剩下, 2万天吧。
And so that might leave you, about 20,000 days.
那最后10年退休养老。
And the last 10 years you retire and get old.
晚上睡觉再扣掉三分之一。
And then you sleep at night, so that takes out about a third.
然后上班再扣掉10小时。
And then when you work, you take out another 10 hours a day.
真的你活一辈子啊, 能够好好利用的时间只有几千天而已。
But if you
如果你活80岁。
So if you live 80 years, so actually only a very limited amount of time where you have it to yourself.
如果你现在40岁, 那个几千天已经减一半了。
And if you're 40, half the free time you have is already gone.
你如果60岁已经剩三分之一了。
And if you're 60, you only have about a third of that time left.
所以你算一算, 人很少, 时间很少。
So if you think about it, life is actually very short.
我们现在人很注重 401k。
These days, we watch our 401k very carefully.
越积越多越好。
We want to accumulate as much in there as possible.
但是我们常常忘记我们的时间越来越少。
But then we forget that our time is getting shorter and shorter.
这个是最宝贵的。
And that is actually the most valuable asset.
所以这个爱惜时间啊, 这个要很有智慧用我们时间把它用作最有价值。
And so here when it says redeeming our time, that's an evidence of being wise to make the most of every moment.
那这个世界上用这个时间啊, 神给他宝贵生命, 浪费犯罪, 这个, 所以叫做邪恶。
And so when people use the time that God has given this precious time and do evil things, that's why the days are evil.
17节,
Verse 17.
不要做糊涂人, 要明白主的旨意如何。
Therefore, do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is.
神的旨意, 我们看这个, 哥罗西书。
Speaking about the will of God, let's look in Colossians.
第一章,
chapter 1.
第九节。因此我自从听见的日子，就为你们不住的祷告祈求，愿你们在一切属灵的智慧悟性上满心知道神的旨意。这里说满心知道神的旨意。And
here it talks about being filled with the knowledge of God's will.
那什么叫满心知道神的旨意？
So what does that mean to be filled?
每一件事情我们都知道神要我怎么做。
That is in every matter in our life, we know what God wants us to do.
这个就是我们追求的标准。
And this is the goal to which we strive.
那这样会有什么结果呢？
And what is the result of such effort?
第四节就表示你生活会有四个很正面的结果。
And verse 4 tells us that there are four very positive benefits.
第一个, 行事为人对得起神。
That you can...
第十节,
verse 10, that you may walk worthy of the Lord.
也就是说在神面前看起来有价值。
That in the presence of God, your life is worthwhile.
第二个,
second,
凡事蒙他喜悦,
that you are fully pleasing him.
就是你做决定那件事情,合神的旨意,神喜欢你。
That when you make
神就会祝福啊, 神就在那一件事情会祝福你。
When you make a decision in that particular matter that is pleasing to God, then God will bless you in that matter.
那第三个,
verse number 3. Then everything that you are fruitful.
什么是果子?
What does it mean to be fruitful?
果子就是让人可以吃的,
when a tree bears fruit, it's something that other people can enjoy, they can eat it.
如果我们完全知道神的旨意,
if we know God's will completely,
很多人会在我们的生活当中享受到很多的, 我们所表现出来那种美好。
People can enjoy the goodness that emanates from our life from being fruitful in every good work.
也就是说, 这一个人的存在是对别人有正面价值的。
That is, your existence is a benefit to other people.
那怎么知道我们存在对别人有没有影响呢？
And how do we know if our existence has any impact on anybody?
有一个很真实的。
And there is one evidence.
就是有一天我们死有没有人哭，但是那太慢了。
The way you could tell is on the day you die, if anyone cries for you, but that takes a long time.
如果人死了，你送葬了，大家拜拜啊。
And if when you,
这个人生不成功。
And if you die, and at the funeral everyone says bye bye, it's not successful.
多家死了啊，大家哭得很厉害。
But when you pass away, and many people, when Dorcas, when she died, many people wept for her.
因为她身上啊，有因为很多的寡妇就身上拿这个礼衣外衣，这个都是多家给我们。你看她晚上没有睡觉，直到天亮的，这个就是她的爱心。
Many widows brought clothing that Dorcas had spent time making for them.
她知道神的旨意。
She understood the will of God.
她结出果子来。
And so she bore fruit to that end.
好多人得到照顾。
And many people were benefited from her.
想念多家。
And so they missed her a lot.
所以多家复活了。
So when Dorcas resurrected,
如果她没有行善，可能她活不起来。
If she did not do good in her life, perhaps she would not have been resurrected.
因为那个爱感动神。
Because that love has moved God.
我在保罗。
So let's look at Paul.
保罗在以弗所牧会三年。
Paul was in Ephesus there for 3 years.
保罗说，我从今我不能再见你们了。
And Paul said, from now on, I cannot see you anymore.
大家抱着保罗痛哭。
And everyone embraced him and wept.
保罗真的明白神的旨意。
Paul understood the will of God.
他的生活多结果子。
And in his life was very fruitful.
造就好多的人。
And he helped and edified many people.
大家想说不能够再见到他实在太可惜了。
And so when people realized that they would not see him anymore, they felt very badly about it.
因为保罗的存在确实给他们很多好处。
Because Paul's existence brought them many benefits.
所以我们今天要多结果子。
So today, let us be fruitful as well.
那就要明白神的旨意。
And in order to do so, we need to understand the will of God.
那第四个。
The fourth thing.
渐渐多知道神。
The increasing in the knowledge of God.
人跟人相处久了，你才会认识他。
When you you will only come to understand a person when you spend time with them.
那我们明白神的旨意，我们越来就会越来越靠近神。
And so we understand the will of God, then we will be closer and closer to Him.
好像亚伯兰变成神的朋友。
Just like when Abraham became God's friend.
那既然越来越靠近神，你对神的认识就越来越深。
And the closer and closer you draw to God, the understanding you have of God becomes more deeper and deeper.
这个是最甜蜜的关系。
And this is a very sweet relationship.
你想到神，神就在我里面，那种心灵的甜美，让你觉得这个是本身就是一种享受。
And when you think of God and how God dwells in you, it's a very sweet thought and it's a pleasure in and of itself.
所以十七节。
So verse 17.
不要做糊涂人，要明白神的旨意。
So do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is.
这个是我们生活一个很重要的选择。
And this is a very important choice we need to make in our life.
十八节。
Verse 18.
不要醉酒，酒能使人放荡，乃要被圣灵充满。
And do not be drunk with wine, in which is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit.
这两个都是满足。
These two things give some form of satisfaction.
有时候我们到上在坐飞机，你在看飞机一起飞，差不多所有商务舱的人全部都在喝酒。
And so when you get on an airplane and it takes off, and you'll notice that many people are drinking alcoholic beverages.
有时候你在看那个普通舱的，小小一瓶5块钱，面不改色，一瓶、两瓶、三瓶。
You'll see that in first class, almost everyone drinks it, but in the coach class, everyone, there's less because the liquor is so small and it's really expensive.
但是这里因为这个酒喝下是很舒服。
Because when you drink this alcoholic beverage, you feel comfortable.
但是喝太多会放纵。
But when you drink too much, you become drunk.
那这里说要被圣灵充满。
But here it says to be filled with the Spirit.
那今天那个酒是什么？
So today, what is this wine?
那个酒啊，以物质来讲，就是有酒精那个酒。
Physically, it's wine is something that's fermented or has alcohol.
那以属灵来讲啊，这个酒应该就是指的一些会麻醉人的心，这些世上的东西。
Perhaps spiritually, this wine refers to things that numb your heart.
是啊，本来娱乐也是一样啊，娱乐哈就是要让你很要精神绷得很紧哦。你特别上班以后，你回来没有办法马上睡觉了。
And so sometimes when you have when it comes to pleasures, if you're too overly stimulated, you can't go to sleep at night.
所以有时候就你要一点娱乐，轻松一下。
And so that's why you need to wind down and relax a little.
但是有时候我们变成活着变成为着娱乐。
But then the problem becomes if you live in order to enjoy these things.
那变成酒。
And that becomes a form of a wine.
那下面说要被圣灵充满。
And in the second part it says to be filled with the Spirit.
因为圣灵一充满你会有喜乐。
Because when you are filled with the Spirit, then you will have joy.
会有平安。
And there will be peace.
会被神的爱充满。
And you can be filled with the love of God.
会充满能力。
And you'll be full of power and strength.
这个所带来给我们的好处啊，比醉酒更好，比世界的娱乐更好。
The benefits that this brings us is far exceeds the benefits from wine or even the pleasures.
而且啊，这两个有时候是不能够并存的。
Furthermore, these two things often are mutually exclusive.
如果我们太注重世界的娱乐，我们祷告没有办法被圣灵充满。
If we place too much of an emphasis on the pleasures in this world, then when we pray, we cannot be filled with the Holy Spirit.
因为世界的娱乐是俗的东西。
Because the pleasures in this world are secular.
这个俗的一充满你内心，你祷告圣灵没有办法充满。
And once these secular things fill your heart cannot be filled with the Spirit of God.
所以我们常常觉得现在人在得圣灵哦。哎，你跟他讲有，他说没有，那你听又说说方言，他也没有什么感觉。
So sometimes today when people receive the Holy Spirit, you tell them they have it, but they say they don't, but then they speak in tongue.
因为这个心呢，俗，这里面很世俗在里面。
Because in their heart is very secular.
所以要把这个倒掉，倒空。
So this needs to be emptied first.
然后圣灵就会浇灌在里。
And then the Holy Spirit can be filled inside.
所以你如果问你一个问题，可以不可以看电视？
So if you ask, can I watch TV?
圣经也没有讲不可以啊。
The Bible doesn't say you can't.
我可以不可以到 Las Vegas 去？
Can I go to Las Vegas?
圣经也没有说没有不可以。
The Bible doesn't say you can't.
Las Vegas 现在很漂亮。
And actually, it's very pretty in Las Vegas now.
跟索多玛差不多。
It's about as pretty as Sodom.
所以如果要去看看索多玛是怎么样，就是现在 Las Vegas.
So if you want to see what Sodom was like, you can go to Las Vegas.
看看是好的，但是如果说你有没有多久没有去过一次就活着很无聊，那个就是在表示我们的灵性有问题。
And it's fine to go and check it out, but if you don't go for some time and you feel really bored and antsy, then that is not a good sign.
因为你灵性空虚，所以你要去那里找刺激，灯光色，
because,
还有那个免费的巴菲吃到你饱。
Because you feel empty in your heart, so you need to find some kind of stimulus, so you may go there and look at the bright lights and eat all you want at the buffets.
那电视也是一样啊。
It's the same with the TV.
现在已经进入那个高传真的电视。
Now you have very high definition television.
那个色彩很漂亮。
And the colors are beautiful.
但是问题是，你看电视那个节目的内容是什么？
But the issue is, what is the content that you are watching on the television?
有一次我在澳洲遇到一个弟兄。
Once I was in Australia and I met a brother.
他说他想要在澳洲啊，在学英文啊，刚刚搬去。
And he wanted to learn English in Australia. He had just moved there.
买一个电视。
And so he bought a television.
就来看。
So he started to watch.
他说有那个节目啊，真的是很难了解。
And he says there's some programs that are hard to understand.
父母合不来，离婚。
The parents don't get along, so they divorce.
然后父亲要娶一个继母。
And then the husband has a mistress or a prostitute.
继母啊，是的，继母 stepmother.
Oh. And so there, then the husband remarries, the father remarries, and the children have a stepmother.
Oh yeah. 那最后他的孩子爱上了继母。
And then the child falls in love with the stepmother.
那这种内容是很荒诞怪异的。
It's very peculiar.
那这样一直洗脑洗到最后，你心里怎么会圣洁？
And so if you watch such programming, how can your heart be pure?
你是非怎么去分别？
How can you tell what is right and what is wrong?
所以不要醉酒，不要醉在世界的娱乐里面。
So do not be drunk on the pleasures in this world.
因为你醉在里面，你祷告圣灵不会充满的。
Because when you become drunken with these things, you can't be filled with the Holy Spirit.
当你被圣灵充满。
But when you're filled with the Holy Spirit,
你看到电视，你觉得不需要，不是不可以看，不需要。
When you watch TV, you don't want to watch it because you don't need to watch it.
你也可以看，你不需要。
You can watch it, but you don't want to. You don't need to.
你已经满了，你还需要什么？
Because if you're satisfied, what else do you need?
所以你不会觉得自己很可怜。我圣经说不可以看电视，圣经没有这样讲啊。
And so you don't wallow in self-pity. I don't watch TV because the Bible says I can't watch, because the Bible never said so.
我做基督徒, 所以不可以这样, 不可以这样, 不可以这样, 不是这样的。
And you say, I'm a Christian, therefore I can't do this, I can't do this, and I can't do that. It's
我不需要,
not this way.
我不需要看电视, 我不需要抽烟, 我不需要喝酒, 我过得很好, 感谢神, 内心很丰满了,
but rather, I don't need to watch TV, I don't need to smoke, I don't need to get drunk, and I'm happy, and I live a very fulfilled life. Thank God.
我说这个才是真正的自由。
And this is what it means to be truly free.
要被圣灵充满。
To be filled with the Holy Spirit.
如果圣灵充满到一段时间呢?
If you're filled with the Holy Spirit for some time,
哇, 那个电视也可以捐给别人啊。
Then you can donate your TV to somebody else.
哦, 为什么?
How come?
你如果要看新闻哦, internet里面都有。
Because if you want to watch the news, it's on the internet.
哦, 那里面也会动的, 皮, 什么都有啊。
And things move on the internet too.
也不需要电视啊。
You don't need your TV anymore.
所以, 很方便啊,
so it's very convenient.
好, 19节,
Verse 19.
当用诗章、灵歌、颂词彼此对说, 口上心和赞美神。
Speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord.
这个在讲什么?
What is this describing?
我们有一个选择。
We have a choice to make.
你看, 如果你有电脑,
say you have a computer.
你那个电脑里面, 那里面那个音乐的档案是什么?
What is the music content in your computer?
有很多人啊, 听的是世俗的歌曲。
Many people listen to secular music.
那个世俗的歌曲, 特别它的歌词是有问题的。
And the problem with much of secular music is in the lyrics.
不但那个讲很多那个歌词跟圣经是不合的。
And many of the content in those lyrics are inconsistent with the teachings in the Bible.
有一次我从洛杉矶开车要到那个San Diego去。
Once I was going to drive from Los Angeles to San Diego.
夏天呢，我就看那个青年呢开那个什么，那是不是叫convertible啊？那个窗户屋顶可以打开来的。And
I saw these youth driving in convertible where they had the hood down.
哇，那个要是五个人在那蹦蹦跳跳，差点跳出窗就外面。And
there are five people and they're moving to the music and look like they're going to jump out of their car.
那个就是摇滚乐啊。
And it was a kind of rock.
但是我们在看圣灵充满是什么味道?
But if we look, what is it like to be filled with the Spirit?
圣灵充满很平安,很平静。
When you are filled with the Spirit, you are very serene and peaceful inside.
所以我们在唱赞美诗,这个赞美诗有一个好处,就是你本来心里很浮躁, 你一唱着圣哉圣哉圣哉,就平静下来了。
And so the benefit of singing hymns that before you begin, you were very agitated in your heart, but once you start singing, holy, 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 you calm yourself down.
为什么?
Why?
因为那个圣的就是神啊。Because
he who is holy is God.
借着歌词,他已经进到你内心了。And
through the music, he has entered your heart.
那你就平静下来。And
so then you will become calm.
平安就在你里面。And
then peace will dwell inside.
但是很可惜,现在基督教界,因为他没有得圣灵啊,所以他现在做的新歌也快要差不多。
And so unfortunately, because other Christian denominations do not have the Holy Spirit, they come out with music that is very similar to secular music.
所以到最后你就要听那个声乐,唱了一段,蹦蹦,然后再继续下去了。
And so you'll listen to this Christian music, and then there'll be a loud bong-bong, and then it'll continue.
那其实我们被圣灵充满,我们在听这个赞美时,真的会洗净你的内心,让你的心平静。
But indeed, if you're filled with the Holy Spirit, when you sing these hymns, it actually cleanses your heart. So listen up more to hymns.
多听圣乐,
to listen to sacred music.
那你喜欢啊,你就,那个世俗音乐你就会,啊,
and as you listen to it more, you like it more, you start not listening to secular music.
特别你被圣灵充满,那个已经听不下去了。
And especially if you're filled with the Holy Spirit, you can't stand that kind of music anyway.
20节。
Verse
20.
Giving thanks always for all things to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting to one another in the fear of God. So we give thanks always to God and to have a heart of reverence towards Him. This is really important to thank God. Why are we not joyful? Because we are not satisfied.
哇,
my income is not enough.
车子不够好,
my car is not as good.
假期不够长,
I don't have enough vacations.
为什么不满足?
Why are we not satisfied?
因为你跟别人比较啊。
Because you're comparing yourself to other people.
你就是比较你外面公司的人啊。
Because you're comparing yourself to your co-workers.
那你为什么不跟非洲人比较?
Why don't you compare yourself to the Africans?
你看那个非洲的赖比瑞尔的小孩子。
If you look at the children in Liberia.
跟我们这里小孩子不一样。
Those children are different from the children here.
我们这里小孩子啊，喂饭啊，喂一口跑到那里，喂一口跑到那里，喂一口跑到那里，跑来跑去，整个房子追。
The children here, you give them a spoonful of food, they run around, and you give them another spoonful, they run around, you have to chase them all around the house just to feed them.
非洲的小孩子不需要你喂。
The children in Africa do not need you to feed them.
奈比瑞亚小孩子一天吃两餐。
Those children eat two meals a day.
然后那个饭是用那个hot 那个 hot pepper 那个辣椒煮的
，and the rice is cooked with hot peppers.
很辣，所以一面吃一面吸气，好像吃牛肉面这样。
And so as they're eating, they're getting out of breath as if they're slurping hot noodle soup.
但是他不是吃牛肉面。
But they're not eating noodle soup.
吃白米。
It's just rice.
只有一碗。
Just one bowl.
一天两碗。
They get two bowls a day.
所以你跟那个相比好太多了。
If you're going to compare to that situation. Everything is very good.
我们现在开的车子好太多了。
Our car that we drive is excellent.
你如果非洲，你看一部 van 开过去。
And in Africa, if you see a van drive by,
第一个现象就是楼那个屋顶堆了一大堆行李。
The first thing you see is that there's a ton of luggage strapped onto the top.
等一下下车。
And then when you get off the van,
一个出来，两个出来，已经八个了，不是八个吗？ 还没有，只有一半而已。
And you say, one come out, two come out, and then eight come out. Isn't that everybody? But actually, it's just half the occupants.
16个。
16 can fit into a van.
那我们现在好太多了。
So everything is fine with us.
那个车子就是西方社会不要的，就进到那个地方。
Those cars in Africa are donated by people who don't need them anymore.
喇叭不会响，其他每个地方都在响。
The horn doesn't sound, but everything else makes lots of sounds.
你跟他相比，我们现在车子好太多了。
If you're going to compare it to that circumstance, our car is doing fine.
所以我们要感谢。
So we need to be thankful.
感谢呀，你就很喜乐。
If you're thankful, then you're joyful.
赞美，你就很喜乐。
And when you praise God, you're joyful.
我们生活就是缺少感谢跟赞美。
Actually, what's lacking in our life is praise and thanksgiving and praise.
多感谢多赞美，生活就很喜乐，很平安。
If we thank God more, we praise God more, our life will be very content.
神就跟我们同在。
And God will abide with us.
要存敬畏的心。
We have a heart that fears God.
彼此顺服。
To submit to one another.
在教会里面呢，敬畏神。
Then when we come to church, we fear God, revere God.
彼此顺服，教会就很有秩序，很平安。
And when we submit to one another, everything is very orderly and in harmony.
所以我们在生活当中常常需要做选择。
And so in life, we have to make decisions.
要需要有智慧。
And we need to have wisdom to make those decisions.
那从第22节开始。
And so from verse 22 onward,
一直到第六章的第九节,
until chapter 6, verse 9,
这个在讲家庭生活,
this is talking about family life.
那家庭生活从哪里开始?
And where does family life begin?
从丈夫跟太太开始,
it starts from the husband and the wife and from marriage.
所以婚姻是伊甸园的中心,
and so marriage was the center of the Garden of Eden.
而如果夫妻好,对上才可以孝敬父母,对下才可以教孩子。
Only when the spouses get along can they show filial piety to the previous generation and take care of their children.
如果婚姻不好,
if your marriage is not good,
你爸爸是你爸爸,我爸爸是我爸爸,这是不相干的。
Your father is your father, and my father is my father, and they have nothing to do with each other.
你在孝敬父母就会发生问题。
And when it comes to revering or honoring your parents, you're going to have a problem.
所以有时候孩子要拿钱给父母怕。 怕他太太知道，有时候太太要拿父母给钱给他，怕他先生知道。
So sometimes when the husband wants to give money to his parents, he doesn't want his wife to know about it, and vice versa.
那如果夫妻两个很好，
if husband and wife get along well,
要孝敬父母就没有问题了。It's
far easier to honor your parents.
那教小孩子也是一样。
And it's the same with raising children.
小孩子很聪明啊。
Children are very smart.
你如果夫妻两个不同心，
if the husband and the wife are not in unity,
他会选啊，这个问题要问爸爸，那个问题要问妈妈。
The child will know that if I have this question, I ask my mom, and if I have this question, I ask my dad.
因为他意见不一样。
Because he knows that their opinions will be different.
所以他真的灵巧如蛇，他懂得转来转去。
And so indeed, he is as shrewd as a snake, and he can maneuver between the two.
没有办法教小孩子。
And you will be unable to teach your children properly.
所以这个婚姻啊，圆满非常重要。
So it's very important that this the marriage is successful.
那婚姻是一个奥秘，三十二节。
In verse 32, it describes that this is a great mystery marriage.
但是我是指着基督跟教会说的。
But it says I speak concerning Christ and the church.
所以婚姻要反映人跟神的关系。
So marriage needs to reflect the relationship between man and God.
因为主耶稣在灵里面就是头，就是我们的丈夫。
In the spirit, the Christ is our head, and He is the husband.
那我们在灵里面，我们是新妇新郎。
And in the spirit, we are the bride.
洗礼就是订婚。
When we are baptized, we are betrothed.
那将来主耶稣再来，那个叫做婚宴的开始。
And when Jesus comes again, that is the beginning of the wedding banquet.
所以婚姻好，就是在反映我们跟神的关系好。
So when a marriage is good, it's reflecting that the relationship between us and God is good.
婚姻不好，就是反映我们跟神的关系不好。
When we have a bad marriage, it reflects on the relationship that we have with God, which is bad.
为什么这样讲？
Why do we say this?
因为如果我们完全照神的话来做，
Because if we do exactly according to what God tells us to do,
你怎么有不好的呢？
How can you have anything bad?
如果我们完全照神的话来做，
If you do everything according to God's words,
那我们就跟神的关系就好了。
Then we have a good relationship with God.
那为什么婚姻不好？
Why would your marriage be bad?
因为我们没有照神的话。
And the reason is because we don't do according to God's words.
所以婚姻发生问题。
And so then we'll have problems in our marriage.
那如果我们没有照神的话来？
But if we don't follow God's words,
我们跟神之间就有问题。
Then we'll have a problem with our relationship with God.
所以真的灵性很好的人，他的婚姻一定非常圆满。
So a person who is, has a good spirituality with God, then he will have a very successful marriage.
所以有人画一个三角形，顶端是神，这个两个角是丈夫跟太太。
And so people often draw a triangle where the apex of the triangle is God and the two other vertices is a husband and wife.
那这个两个都一直靠近神。
As these two draw nearer to God,
你就发现他们两个人就越来心越来越近。
You'll find that their hearts draw closer to each other.
到最后就在主里面就合一了。
And finally, at the end, in the Lord, they are one.
这是婚姻的秘诀。
This is the secret of marriage.
要在神的爱里面，大家联合为一。
That we are unified together in the love of God.
因为这样子，所以我们诸位，如果你还没有结婚，你一定要在主里结婚。
And so for this reason, if you are unmarried currently, you must marry in the Lord.
因为在主耶稣里面，这个婚姻是保证的，而且是圆满的。
Because this marriage in the Lord is guaranteed and is fulfilling.
没有在主耶稣里面，现在的婚姻是赌博。
Without Christ, a marriage is like a gamble.
你能够结婚多久？没有一个人敢讲。
How long can you stay married for? No one dares to make a prediction.
所以现在人婚姻结婚之前要订契约。
And so these days when people get married, they draw up prenuptial agreements.
如果有一天我们合不来，你的是你的，我的还是我的。
If one day we don't get along, yours is yours and mine is mine.
为什么大家对婚姻都没有把握？
Because people don't feel a sense of security about their marriage.
哎，有的根本就不结婚，住在一起。
And so people just don't get married and live together.
所以婚姻已经破产了。
And so this destroys marriage.
所以我们要回到主里来结婚。
So let's come back to the Lord to be married.
那第六章开始就是要珍惜父母跟子女的关系。
And in chapter 6 it talks about treasuring the relationship between parents and children.
啊，因为这个家庭关系啊，其实是最圆满、最值得珍惜的。
Because this is the relationship in the family that is most fulfilling.
那父母第四节不要惹儿女，但是儿女要在主里听从父母。
In verse 4, it says that fathers do not provoke your children, but it also says that children should obey their parents in the Lord.
那这样在主的爱里面就能够两代之间没有代沟。
And so, by dwelling in the love of Christ, these two generations will not have a rift.
那第五节到第九节跟我们工作有点关系。
And chapter 6, verse 5 to verse 9 has something to do with our careers.
第十节说，甘心侍奉，好像服侍主，不是服侍人。第七节哈。
In verse 7 it says to serve as to the Lord and not to men.
第八节。
Verse 8.
因为晓得个人所行的善事，不论是为奴自主，都要 必按所行的得赏赐。
Knowing that whatever good anyone does, he will receive the same from the Lord, whether he is a slave or free.
不错，教会的圣工你做了会得神赏赐。
And it's not wrong to say that when you do God's work, you will receive a reward.
但是这不等于说你在公司上班就不能得神的赏赐。
But that is not to exclude that you can also receive a reward from God at work in your company.
如果我们在公司上班好像是为神做的，让我们的工作能够荣耀神，那个工作就可以得到天上的赏赐。
If we go to work and we do our work as if we're serving God, and what we do glorifies God, then it's the same as doing. Then we can have a reward in heaven.
那如果用这一种态度来上班，每一个差不多在公司都会被公司重用。
And if you work, we have be heavily used by your company.
因为他好像在服侍神。
Because you serve as if you're serving God.
那在天上也有赏赐。
And in heaven, you will have a reward.
所以这些都是我们基督徒的生活。
And so these all describe the life of a Christian.
愿主带领祝福我们每一位青年。
May God guide and bless every one of our youth here.
让我们的生活能够活出基督的见证。
That our life can bear testimony to Christ.
一起来默祷。
Let's pray in silence.
Amen. 谢谢。